Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
A separate trending video also shows Cantonese speaking diners preparing to eat soup made with a bat.
Oh, dirty bastard.
Why are you eating that?
All right. Have you ever eaten anything proper weird? Have I asked this before?
That's a salad. It's gross. Fucking don't talk about it anymore. Just fucking chowing the bottom with it.
Lentils.
Fucking smoothie.
You ever had one of them I don't know what I said, but bananas?
Can't say we're being sick.
Baby leaf. Won't even a baby in it.
Try to fucking chew it.
Linda McCott. Have a cow. I'm
trying to eat a bit of hummus. I can't even talk about it. I tried one time. I tried to fucking kill him. Someone made me a couscous.
Oh, fuck. That bat looks like she's having a wee nice bath. I'll go around the back there, Sheila. It's hard. But a hard time bumping into things.
You know when you just get in your bath and it's too warm for the back of your ass and your taint and you go, That's it.
If you've ever gotten a bath.
I don't fit in a bath. I don't know where I was going with any of that. Now let me play this because I absolutely nearly fucking emptied my pouch. I laughed that hard. Jamie Foxx, right, put up an Instagram thing, and he was playing a clip. It's a famous clip now. It's from a few years ago when Michael Che put up this clip. This is a seminal piece of fucking racial humor.
We can't even agree on Black Lives Matter. That's a controversial statement. Black lives matter. Not matters more than you, just matters. Matters. Matters.
Anyway, it goes on. It's a fucking great bit. Michael Che is a beast, but that's a brilliant bit of stand-up. That'll be a famous bit now forever. Now, Michael Che's Instagram handle is Che Thinks, right? Jamie Foxx thought that he was going, man, this guy killed it, and he tagged the wrong person. And who did he tag? The biggest fucking error in tagging someone I've ever seen. Now look at the difference in this, right? Instead of writing Che Thinks, Chethinks, right? He has tagged Chethanx, Chet Hanks, who's Tom Hanks' son and is the biggest fucking root of all time. We're talking about racism, cultural appropriation. These are all hot topics at the minute. White guy, whiter than me.
Oh my God. Big up the whole island, massive. It's your boy Chetana, coming straight from the Golden Globes, you watching? My father Tom Hanks presenting in a while, soon forward come. Big up, tune in.
Oh my God, I bet you Tom Hanks is just like looking at him the whole time and just being like, we could have just had him sucked out before he was born. Instead, he get born to know he talk like this. Did they spend a lot of time in fucking Jamaica or something? Why is he talking like that? Listen to this guy. The guy is blonde and white.
Me no want no MAGA gal. Me want them gal thick and firm up. You see me?
And that's not like Ali G, by the way. That's fucking Tom Hanks' son. Me don't want no MAGA gal. He's at parties like, do you know who me be? And they're like, what? Do you know who I is? What? Do you know who I am? Who?
Maybe Tom Hanks his son, boy?
What?
Left me like a box of chocolates. Wagwan Jenny. Do you know who me be?
I don't know who you are.
Do you know me daddy? Let me give you a clue. Wilson.
What?
Me Wilson the ball. Wilson the volleyball.
What are you talking about? My dad's Tom Hanks. He's in Cosmo.
Do you know who me daddy be? Give me, I'll give you a clue. I'll give you a clue. Mr. Bojangles.
What are you saying to me?
Me daddy be.
My dad's Tom Hanks. He's a green man.
Saving Private Ryan.
What other movies are Tom Hanks movies?
Do you know who me daddy be?
I've run it. I don't know. What other fucking Tom Hanks movies are there?
Oh, what's your name? Chet Hanks. Guess who me daddy be?
I don't know. Who is your daddy?
Me daddy got AIDS.
What?
Me daddy was in Philadelphia.
Me daddy got AIDS.
People listen to this podcast. You know, granted, it's been a rough time for me recently. Free time itself has been an issue. You know, struggle to get the podcast out, but I still turn up. I missed 1 week. I do apologize. People always have something to say. You know, you try and put stuff out and you think you're doing your best. Some people are like, man, I love that podcast. Then you go, really? I feel like I maybe wasn't at my best. And then I get maybe you try really hard, try and get a podcast out. It takes a lot of mental energy to talk for an hour or so by yourself, especially because you can't have guests because of the coronavirus. You can't invite people down, you know? And then sometimes you put up a podcast and you think it's funny. And then people are like, listen, I listen to the podcast. And if you could maybe not play that fart that goes into third gear, because it's really not that funny. And it makes me feel kind of sick. Someone thought that they should give me that constructive criticism. Now, the thing is, when you're a comedian, there's something in your brain that has a disdain for authority. And that trickles right down to basic day-to-day advice. Bad at taking advice. And when you tell me not to play the fart, all I want to do is play the fart. I've been waiting all week, thinking about it, going, I can't wait to tell everyone about this motherfucker who thought that he could give me advice. After about 8 years of podcasting, this motherfucker is like, I think we've had enough of that. Back to chatting about other shit. And let me tell you something, bro. Suck my dick.
You know, you can read all those books, and I love reading those books about, like, you know, just all these amazing things, like The Power of Now and all these amazing, you know,
you were going through a period there where you're buying so many self-help books.
Self-help isn't really the right word. They're all quite spiritual books, I suppose, in a way. But I don't know, whatever they are, it's amazing to actually see it tested, is what I would say. And do you know what? They all say the same thing, and it's absolutely true.
Eat ass. What did they say? Look at this fat cock. What is that?
What is that? Is that a whale dick?
No, it's a fake one, I think. But... It's way, way big. Oh, I poked my eye weird there.
Forget where it was, but somewhere they were smuggling. They were smuggling cocaine in the middle of an avocado. So you got tray upon tray of avocado. Avocados, pound for pound, might be more expensive than coke. He's cutting out the middle of the avocado, and there's a big ball of fucking coke in the middle of it. Bro, pick a cheaper vehicle than that. There's a tray of fucking avocados there. Bro, that's £700. It's like you could walk that in somewhere and be like, listen, this is a down payment on a house. What have you got? 40 avocados. It doesn't make sense. It's like, oh, what's this guy? Why is this guy traveling with gold bullion? You know, and they saw it in half and they're like, oh, he's got E's in the middle of it. You're like, man, put it in something cheaper. Oh, this guy's got 4 kilos of heroin. Where? In the seats. Inside the leather on the seats of a McLaren. Does it need to be that? Just put it up your hole. Don't put it inside an avocado. What a fucking... What, the price of fucking avocados these days? you ever go into fucking any Mexican establishment? I don't want to shit on anyone's name, but it's like, can I get this? And I'll take the rice, and I'll take the beans, and I'll take the fucking peppers and the onions or whatever. And they go, all right, that's fucking $6.50. And you go, can I get the guacamole on it? And they go, that's £495. You can tell they're Mexican because I've been to Mexico and like you go to the buffet and there's a tray of avocados. Like they must grow like fucking nettles around there because you're like, mate, see if I made that amount of guacamole at home. It would cost me £18,000. And they're like, it's okay over here. We just reach out the fucking bathroom windows and pick it and mush it up and it's guacamole. And I'm like, see if you were in Belfast right now, you would need an armed escort to get that to the fucking shop. Do you know, you go in, you're like, I'd like to buy 20 avocados. And they're like, I'm afraid, sir, we don't have a security on today to allow you to walk out of it's like a bookie. We don't carry that sort of avocados here, mate. We only really keep about 6 avocados. Someone's holding them up. Give me all your fucking avocados. Give me 20 avocados. And the guy's like, who the fuck has 20 avocados in the shop? What the heck it is, a mint right here? I'll get fucking 6 avocados, mate. Let me tell you something. What fucking climate can handle the growth of 20 avocados? What do you think we are? Some sort of utopia? Meanwhile, in Mexico, they don't give a fuck about it. They're like, oh my goodness, I stand in dog shit. I need something to wipe it off. And they pick up an avocado and they just wipe dog shit off the shoe. And everyone's like, mate, you could have fucking filled that with coke and put it up your arse and flew it back to Belfast and you've got fucking £18,000 for it. Jesus Christ, the price of avocados these days and these mad bastards are putting coke in the middle of it.
Keep this to yourself. There's a class documentary called Tiger King. You're like, I can already fucking see the amount of people that are going to be dressed as that cunt for Halloween. I'm gay as hell. I've taken drugs. That's one thing I picked up from Tiger King. Was why did he always... He always tried to make the fact that he hung around tigers more impressive because he was gay. If you're stupid enough to stand in there with the fucking tigers, work away. The tiger doesn't give a fuck what hole you're going into. But he really played that. He was like, I'm standing here in the midst of a bunch of live tigers. And I suck dicks, bitch. I'll be fisting two dudes. Last night, after my spaghetti bolognese, I was fisting two dudes who were probably straight and only in it for the meth. And lo and behold, the next day, I'm standing in a pen with adult tigresses. And I like to be jizzed upon. I was literally on my knees and 14 dudes were pissing on me and I had my dick in one of those little metal things that crushes your boner and I still man enough to come in here and pet a motherfucking jaguar. I'm in there listening to tunes from a musical. I'm loving life. I got two fucking hoops through my nipples linked to a chain which go down through a hoop in my penis. And y'all are too pussy to put your fucking head in an alligator's mouth. What are you, queer? What did I have for my breakfast? Poppers. I had poppers. My asshole is hanging open like a fucking gravy ring. And I'm still manly enough to come in here in 69 a lager. Anyway... coronavirus.
This whole thing was started by 5G. You know, the Chinese invented 5G, and that has sort of interrupted people's, you know, cellular fucking makeup, and it's created a virus, which is interesting to fucking think about. Like all good conspiracy theories, not beyond the realms of possibility. People are saying it was invented just so that they can put up 5G masts all over the place. You don't have to trick people into 5G. You know, you do not have to trick them. All you have to do is go like, guys, we're putting up these 5G things, and they go, Do they cause viruses and cancers? And they go, yeah, but you can have a wank on a plane. Fucking sign me up. I'll fucking take a chest infection so I can fucking blast one on a plane, mate. I want to watch all the Avengers in a remote location. Get the 5G up the fuck. Alex S. Audio was just fine. Didn't realize how much eating out was part of my life. But as the weeks pile on, I'm losing weight. Nice. Eating. Oh.
For fuck's sake.
Shows you where my mind is at the minute. Didn't realize how much eating out was part of my life. As the weeks pile on, I'm losing weight nicely. I was like, I'll tell you something. I can't go out and get a fucking fry as much as I'd like to. And I've been eating nothing but fucking blurt for the last fucking month. You know what I mean? Fucking lockdown. Fucking lockjaw more like.
I've been eating more piss than Carol Baskin's husband. That doesn't even make sense. But I'll tell you something. The more I fucking eat, the more weight's dropping off me. You don't have time. I tell you what, you don't have time to eat burgers when you have a mouthful of fur burger. I'll tell you that. What is happening around here? Where else would you get it? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast, guys. I didn't realize how much eating out was a part of my life, but as the weeks pile on, I'm losing weight nicely. Obviously, he means he's been eating out a lot in restaurants pre-COVID lockdown. Now, during the lockdown, he's eating at home and the weight's dropping off. Not what I thought was he was eating so much blurt that it had become cardio. OnlyFans apparently is booming. What was the headline I read? Jesus Christ, can't keep up with my OnlyFans demand. You know, what am I going to do? Dildo my ass for 23 hours a day? Imagine that. Imagine being like, listen, there aren't enough dildos and enough holes on my body for me to facilitate the amount of fucking, the amount of requests coming in for custom videos. I'm going to have to up my price here. And ideally, they're like, you know what? I'm going to set my price at like $5,000 and then at least I'll only have to dildo my ass once a day. And that's how I feel doing a podcast. You know what I mean? Sometimes I'm, third podcast of the week going, would this be easier if I just dildoed my ass? You know, I'm sitting here reading, you know, like, what stories could I read about, you know, what have we got? We've got a woman who lost a parrot. We've got fucking, you know, people being sick doing these, you know, neck nominate type fucking challenges. I'm like, this is a lot of work. I wonder, could I just dildo my ass? Oh, Colin, we paid on the Patreon. These podcasts are really helping me get through this boring time. Let me do an experiment. Tonight I'm going on Facebook Live and I'm going to dildo my ass. I'm going to be on OnlyFans. Put up on OnlyFans. Be in the bio of my fucking Instagram. Guys, doing a poll. You know, on Instagram. We're doing a poll. What do you want? More podcasts or more videos of me dildoing my ass? Sad times, bro. OnlyFans. I'd have zero fans. You know, I'd be sitting there, dildo in hand, dildoing my ass. And someone would be like, bring. I'll be reading comments on the screen. Hey, can you do a podcast and talk about people being sick again? Because no one's interested in you dildoing your ass. I love the way I'm fucking having a wee pity party because no one wants to see me dildo my ass. There aren't enough hours in the day. I'm seeing a fucking, fuck, you know, like a physio online because I've blown my shoulder out from dildoing my ass. I did a bad thing. I got married to my wife.
Shut up, I'm the best thing ever happened to you. And if you don't think so, the internet will tell you that.
Well, that's what this whole podcast is going to be me getting berated about, like, you know, you don't deserve children. You don't deserve your wife. You don't deserve listeners. You fucking ugly cunt. I couldn't be the ugliest comedian around, but I feel like I get the most feedback about being an ugly cunt.
For some reason you do. Like, you think you get the most slagging.
I'll wake up and I'll go, let me check if there was any questions. And then the first question will be like this. Sometimes in life you realize you're in over your head. You realize you could have had more. You realize that all of your talents went to waste. Wonder how you could be so dumb. Wonder why you deserve that twat you're with. And that's a question for your lovely wife. And I've set up a Patreon going, do you know what? I'll maybe filter out some of the fucking assholes. And no, they get on in there. Now they're more fucking like entitled.
Entitled to.
They're like, so I pay $1 a month.
Which is, what is $1?
Fat cunt. It's like something at a fairground. I'll pay $1 and fucking throw a bucket of shite at your face. And then I miss a podcast for a week. And they're like, Colin, you know what? Your podcast got us through a hard time. Fat ugly cunt.
That's what you're so ugly. It brings please, you joy. It brings
I know
you
I
so
can't
much joy.
Myself if you miss a week. You fat fucking ugly cunt. How do you deal with mental health yourself? You fat baldy ugly cunt.
I hope your wife leaves you, but please tell me how. Man, to deal you've with had my life.
Fair plenty for getting through this very tough year with a lot of stuff around. You fat baldy ugly useless fucking cunt. Everyone should look after their mental health and everything. Do you remember Caroline Flack? You fuck. Fucking waste of space, cunt! Well, first of all, I don't even know how, like, on the third time round, they were still as fucking awkward. You know, you've banged a bit. You've literally banged more than you've chatted. And they're still like, you know, like she's fucking said something and then she's about to go and he goes, I think it's fairly obvious, I don't want you to leave.
Well, that was at the end, like.
Yeah. And then she's like, nothing you do is obvious.
Yeah.
Okay, he's just a big fucking stone-faced sexy bastard, isn't he? Just sitting there saying nothing.
That's the thing. She's too mesmerized by the hotness that she didn't even notice it.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe they just forgot to talk to you.
Would it have killed them to cast someone with just some big fucking sloppers kicking about? Wah! You know?
Once again, I think by the time Colin gets down, whenever we talk about any program like this and you describe how they should have looked, and then I will come back by going, what you're talking about, Colin, is porn.
Oh, yes! What are you gonna see if you hack my phone? I'm not a hot chick. You know, people are selecting. I mean, that's why you can go on Google and type in like, oh, I've seen a girl on this. You know, like such and such tits. And then there's like, they've hacked their phone. And she's like at home, just like sending photos to her boyfriend or whatever. And you're like, yes, I got to see her tits, which will be referred to as e-rape in the future. You know, you're like, yes, got to see titties. And guess what? Once you see titties, over it immediately. How funny is that? I mean, I've read that in a book. I can't remember what book it was, but they're like, the percentage of, what do you call that? Like, serotonin released around, it's like 80% of it is just thinking about a thing. Do you know what I mean? So if you were like, man, I want to see her tits, 85% of that is in your brain. And then when you see them, you go, there they are. The mind. Imagine I did a masterclass. One of the, you know, welcome to Colin Geddes's Guide to the Mind. Sometimes you know, you think you want to see a tits, your body and your mind is working together, going, I want to see a tits, and then eventually you see a tits, and then we've all seen tits, haven't we? The mind. Join my masterclass where I teach you mainly about tits. Up next, I'm Gordon Ramsay, and I'm making a fucking. Who gives a fuck? You can make this at home. Simply get some lion's mane mushrooms. Where? Where am I going to get those? Gordon, for fuck's sake. I got a packet of button mushrooms and fuck up. What am I talking? What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Just trying to find this video. How Sweden is keeping its pubs and bars open. Keen to hear.
I'm old and I'm enjoying a beer in the sun with my friends here in Stockholm. Cheers.
Isn't it funny that you can go to like Sweden and try and get an opinion from someone who English is not their first language? Like, man, as soon as the recommendations have lifted or whatever, I'd be confident enough to go out in public and see what if you were speaking to someone in Belfast, like, here, fucking the sun came out, and all I was thinking, like, fucking, you get a dose of fucking the cold, like, it gives a fuck, know what I mean? Just sloshing 2 pints of Harper about, I don't give a fuck, mate, to be honest with you, know what I mean? Fuck, passion in the fucking street outside Juggy York. Fucking, that's the government trying to fucking keep us in the house while the fucking economy shuts down to rinse all the dirty money, you know what I mean? I was like, fuck that, gives a pink, I'll be at fuck that. I think, you know, making a sort of educated, you know, guess saying that, you know, the levels of COVID are so low, and if we keep the social distancing, I don't see why there would be any further spread of this sort of thing. I was in the house, I was about to fucking strangle her. I was like, you don't let me out for a pet. It's either I bring fucking COVID back and that kills you, or I'll fucking kill everyone in here. Fucking melt my brain.
This brings us nicely along to Chris Lee.
Aye.
You know, he's not a gross guy. There's rumours going around he's got a piece on him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's out there texting fucking some kids.
But I watched his special and he was like, no one believes me, but I've never drank or taken drugs in my life. I was like, well, you do something. If you're a comedian, you've never been fucking out of it. You're into something.
If you have never drank ever, they shouldn't let you in clubs.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's a good, very good point. You shouldn't be allowed to vote.
You know, you're like, this isn't your world.
Aye.
Go to a cafe, you dick.
Yeah, go and sit in the library.
But I kept thinking about was like, you know, when they're on the road and, oh, we're in fucking Vancouver and he's in a hotel and we're going up to this hotel room for parties. And all I can think of is like going to a gig in Mayo and staying in a fucking, in a B&B by myself where there's no Wi-Fi. And you're like,
you know. Going to sleep with a light on because it's definitely haunted.
Yeah, not the same over here, is it? Who am I texting? Oh, no signal.
Can I ring you off the landline, daughter?
What's Google the youngest girl he was involved with? Like,
I think it was like 15.
Oh, fuck, I didn't even fucking hear that bit.
That's what creeps me out. You know, people always go like, man, is there anything you shouldn't joke about? And, you know, you think you've overstepped the line, and you're very crass, and you use a lot of bad language. You want your comedians fat and fucking ugly.
Aye.
And gross and out in the open. A disgusting person. Instead of like quietly being like, isn't it funny when girls are like, oh, I'm so drunk. You know, he's doing all that shitty comedy. His last special was good, but there's a lot of stuff on bollocks. But But it's all cutesy, fucking, you know, he walks out and he knows, you know, he's like, you all can hear is girls screaming.
Aye.
It's very, it's not like regular comedy. It's not like an ugly, you know, fucking gross guy telling like dick jokes, you know what I mean? He's all cutesy and aye. Fucking.
I've only ever fucking thought he was, the only time I've ever thought he was even funny was that like Dylan Dudical, the crowd work stuff.
Yeah, he's brilliant at crowd work. And then when he does the material, he starts to talk like Mitch Hedberg and you're like, who's that? What's this voice?
Aye.
You know?
That material's fucking stinks.
Like I growled at a baby. Start drinking.
Fucking, no shit. We know about that now.
Get in the van.
Take your sweeties. That's fucking dark. That's so dark.
If things do change, and if you change with it, it's fine.
Exactly, yeah.
But don't be fucking DMing 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're 40.
Aye.
Imagine listening to a fucking 16-year-old.
I know, that's the thing. It's what, yeah.
He's like, suck my dick. She goes, this semi-finished doing this TikTok here. You're like, get in the fucking bed, right? I have to get up with it. You turn into your dad. I have to fucking get up in the morning.
Hurry up before his fucking tablet wears off.
Get in the fucking bed, will you? He's sitting there with a heart on. She's down in the bed going like this.
You're sitting there going, you're overstimulated.
You're overtired.
You know what, you're like, you don't get in ours, ma.
Take your last bottle, quick. I mean, it's a fucking disaster. Like,
oh, man.
I couldn't be honest with that. Imagine being 40 and you're like in a relationship with someone who's like 20 and you're just walking around fucking Primark for 9 hours on a Saturday. Like, I'm going to shoot myself in a face.
She takes one more fucking selfie.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You see those guys, don't you? Like, when they're sitting there with a fucking watermelon martini. Like, it's some fucking nightclub wearing a bunch of fucking Von Dutch gear that he thinks is still cool. He's got like a fucking silver writing on it.
Those Polish people jeans.
It's a pair of like bleached jeans over a pair of dark jeans, and then they cut them open.
Bigger tits than her.
And he's got the old tattoos that were cool. Panther love.
I wasn't in the UVF, I just like them.
What was that story? My dog's called Otta. I believe you're a member of the paramilitary, sir. What makes you think that? It says UDA in your hands. My dog's name's Otta.
Is that a real thing?
Aye. My mom told me that.
Jesus Christ.
Was that a Freudian slip at the start when I said, are we good? Are we good? Are we gay? Are we good?
Yeah. I've made a zero issue with it.
Is that because I'm gay or is that just because you're here and I thought, and it's Pride Week? Is it Pride Week everywhere?
I don't know, but when you're wearing a short sleeve hoodie, it is.
No trousers, player. Is Pride like Mother's Day, where it's like in some countries it's Pride and then you have to wait a minute?
Yeah, is it a universal thing? I don't know. But hey, man, look at it the way I look at it. Every day's Pride Day.
Yeah, I'm Pride.
It's the best way to look at it. I was going to do a video of Belfast Pride a couple of years ago. Where I was going to stand with like the DUP protesters and like the Christian protesters, and I was going to like start shouting whatever they shout and stuff, and then gradually like start to get like way more the other way as it went along, and just have the DUP people be like, "The fuck's this guy talking about?" Yeah. You know, like, "What's your name?" You know,
it's against God, it's against nature. Yeah. Press it against my butt. Isn't it funny how like I had an old joke about it, which I should have put out, where I was saying like anyone who's like anti-gay are always anti-gay towards men. Because that's where all the funniness is.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it? Why is it funnier?
So many of those guys who are like very, very anti-gay.
Oh, for sure.
Come on.
Want a mouth like a jar of hot dogs?
Yeah, remember the DUP guy? He's like, no, I was just getting a massage in a hotel, a sports massage in a hotel room. It's like, hey, you don't play sport, you know?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, man, I was playing a lot of squash.
Yeah, yeah.
Squashing this cock against your fucking taint. it's so transparent now if you're anti-gay at all.
Yeah.
Isn't it just to be like, this is a disgrace? And you're like, why do you care so much about it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's on your fucking mind all day and all night, and your wife's sleeping and you're fucking tied your dick off. And you know what I mean?
Remember that documentary, the guy who he's like, I can hypnotize people out of it? I mean, they're always great because that guy...
Just to remind you one more time, to remind you that you don't like penis.
Yeah.
Put my penis in your mouth one time. And remember, you don't like this. I'm Tiger King. This is You fucking bitch.
It was always unusual methods that guy would try and do to, in his words, stop people being gay. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think he told people to like start using low-fat yogurt and taking up running. What the fuck are you talking about?
Anything that makes your body look better and your jizz taste better. That's why I have a lot of respect for, like, you know, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he's like, I can fuck anybody. And then he's like, but I fuck her. And she's the housekeeper and she looks like Hagrid. And you're like,
why is Arnold Schwarzenegger Japanese?
I don't know. I like the fuck her. I like the fuck her, the housekeeper.
I'll be back.
There's a guy in the cubicle beside you shitting. Big father
Jingo, are away.
Big. Oh, my God, I'm going to be sick.
I'll start a restart, baby. Get to the chopsticks. I haven't done a Japanese voice in so long. I needed that.
Get to the chopsticks.
I mean, cancelled.
Cancelled. I hate when people, you know, they act the big lad. Man, do you have the fucking red breast fucking bloody blah? And they're like, nah, with the red breast something else. And they're like, oh, fuck, I wouldn't wash my bollocks, man. So, you're like, just drink it, you fucking idiot.
That's such specific, like, snobbery, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jawbox is lovely. Hendrix can eat my fucking arsehole with a spoon. Yeah. It's all the same.
Bro, it's fucking, you know, it's like brake cleaner with fucking with a cucumber in it. Yeah. And you're going to fucking poke. So who gives a fuck? Yeah.
That's the thing. It's ultimately, like, if you're on the pish, it doesn't matter whether you've bought fucking Grey Goose or some weird vodka from Lidl called Wank Me Off or something.
Jack
like that.
Jack Off was an actual name.
Yeah. Do you remember back in the day when Lavery's had Lavery's Bunker? No, obviously it's Mr. Tom's. Yeah. Now where the comedy club is. They used to do the Buckfast cocktails and there was one that tasted like cream soda. Oof. My housemate at the time rang Lavery's to get the recipe. I know what it is. It's Buckfast, Malibu, and a drop of white lemonade, and that's it.
Oh, what?
You know, you think it'd be something really complicated. Yeah. I've made it a few times. Unbelievable. As a laxative. It's unparalleled.
Yeah. Absolutely phenomenal.
Unparalleled.
As an antiseptic. Has anybody Googled Donald Trump's da? Donald Trump's sad. That's the first thing that comes up. Donald Trump's dad. Close enough. My boy Fred Trump. Frederick. Oh, stop. Now we need to sort this desk out. Every time I hit the desk, the sound effects go. Now, I didn't think of this when I had a son, but this motherfucker's name is Fred. Is Frederick Christ Trump. unbelievable. Frederick Christ Trump was an American business. I am sweating now. Is a business. I've had a lot of coffee. Businessman and philanthropist, which basically is like that Always Sunny in Philadelphia joke. I tell him you're a philanthropist, and he's like, I'm a full-on rapist. That's what that means now. Epstein was a philanthropist. Just these cunts with billions of dollars. And you go, what do you do? You're just having brunch every day, you cunt. Jesus Christ. Frederick Jesus Christ Trump was a prominent real estate developer in New York City. No shit. Probably a slumlord of some sort. The guy looks like he had fucking 50 facelifts, and they kept just going, listen, bro, we'll grab it, trail it back. And he'd be like, does that mean my ear's gonna move? And they're like, ah, who gives a fuck? But yes. And they just kept yanking it and yanking it and yanking it. And now his ears are about a centimeter apart on the back of his head. Fucking Freddy Christ Trump indeed. Trump's dad, this explains a lot. I mean, someone said, oh, he looks like a lizard. And you're like, no. People, what way does it work? And people are like, oh, it's a lizard wearing a human suit. He looks like a human wearing a fucking lizard suit. That's what he looks like. Why is his... He must have just kept getting facelifts. And they're like, yank it back. Even though the guy's face looks like
you know, someone shoved it in a deep fat fryer.
Oh no, that is, even that looks like it's from The fucking Shining.
That's yeah.
Is that fuck off.
Yeah, that's Anderson Cooper and her mother, who, again, so if you...
Oh, that is him. You can see the face.
You can see the face. You can't deny it's him. That's what it's kind of back to what I say all the time. It's not a conspiracy. I mean, think of her name. She was Gloria Vanderbilt. So Vanderbilts were the biggest fucking, one of the top 10 richest families in America.
Imagine walking around IKEA and you're like, that's nice, that'd be nice in the spare bedroom and all, wouldn't it? And you're like, what is that supposed to be? I don't know, it's like a fucking demon stabbing shoulder. I don't know, what colour are you painting it? Grey, like everything else.
What's the name on it there? The Volkswagen? It's $14.99 anyway, it's fucking dead on.
Why you would put that over any child's bed, I don't know.
Yeah, that's fucking terrifying. The satanic bit is just hilarious. Like,
well, I always knew Satanism exists.
I'm existed. So unreligious, though, I couldn't even watch for that.
I know, that's the weird.
Well, that's the thing, so...
Get up, 11 o'clock on a Sunday, we're going to fucking praise Satan. I'd be like, fuck, sir. Trying to fucking wank her in bed.
But I always say this to you.
I'm not getting changed.
I'm wearing my pajamas.
Look at me. What's he gonna do? Anyway?
What's he gonna do? Put me in hell?
If you fucking sit here at home, you go to heaven.
All right, then. Get any thumbs to the collection, please?
I have a big toe here if you want. It's worth three thumbs.
I've only two foreskins and an eyebrow. I was out last night.
I was out last night. Look at them out of kidneys in there. It's full of kidneys.
Nothing worse, you go out.
Your trousers tied with spleen.
Take your jeans off. All the pancreas fall out of your pockets.
Pancreas?
Is it pancreas?
I don't know.
Just sitting there at fucking devil mask dying. I had food fucking 9 pints of blood last night.
Fucking O negative, mate.
I had fucking 9 platelet bombs last night. I'm fucking dying. Ask her, was it Shane Todd who was actually looking pictures of her feet?
No, it's like...
And that's true, isn't it? People like hitting you up for
I
like...
I was like, is this not a common thing that people ask people for feet pictures? Because I get them all the time. Is that not normal? Would you get asked for feet pictures?
What are you talking... I get asked for fucking... I get asked for shit like, my brother owns a tile shop in Newton Arts. Do you want to fucking do a stand-up gig in the toilets? No. My mate's turning 40 and he's a... Can you make a video call him a fucking wanker? I read Forrest Griffin's book like years ago and he weighed in and he said he went nuts and ate like fucking donuts and everything.
Oh yeah, he was probably sick or something.
Well, he said like while he, like 5 minutes before they're calling him out to fight, he was like shitting himself basically, like got the sugar shits, and he said, and I think the line was like trying to wipe your ass with those fucking gloves on or whatever. It was a nightmare and he had someone tying his shorts and everything.
Somebody actually did shit themselves in the ring before, did you see that?
I've seen that a few times, yeah. That would be me if I had my fucking MMA debut. I wouldn't even be fighting yet. I'd be getting the intro, you know, the guy in the red corner, and I'd just be like, Brian Nye player, the Brian corner.
If that was me, I'd be like, somebody shoot me, I'd never come out in public ever again.
Oh
like,
my God.
It was on canvas.
What if you were just that person? You're like, that was your nickname?
Awful.
Shit oh pants God. McGee, and you just, that's your move, you know what I mean? Would they ban you? You know what I mean? How many fights would be like, well, you know, bringing up the stats and all, Reach. Shit himself the last 4 fights here. There seems to be a recurring thing happening here. He's a big shitter. He's got a dangerous grind game and he shits on your face every once in a while.
Oh my God.
Anyway, fighting coronavirus with semen, we hit all the big issues today. Let's see what this crazy bitch has to say.
I have found a free and alternative method. That is to stockpile semen. Ugh. Consuming semen as close to production as possible is when you are going to get the most benefits.
I would love to know her medical background. She's like, the sooner after production you ingest the semen, the better it does. Don't be jizzing in a cup and leaving it on your dashboard in the sun for 3 weeks and then deciding to take it. It won't be pleasant. Where'd you get your fucking medical degree?
However,
xhamster.com.
This can be added to cold drinks, smoothies if you wish to disguise the taste.
If you wish to disguise the taste, it can be added to a drink. Imagine that became your drink. Like, all these girls running around like, man, if you had the fucking raspberry and rhubarb gin, it's lovely. Tracy, stop right there. Yet the gin. Do you know what we're doing? Our Sean there just is in a fucking ice cube tray and I just plop a wee noblet of that in. It's like a protein shake and a gin. Fuck me.
Semen loses its viscosity and texture. It's no longer white and thick, but becomes watery and clear. Seeing as there is no dairy.
Vegan friendly. It's vegan friendly. Hey, have you pulled over at an Apple Greens and they don't have any fucking chickpea and quinoa salads? Do a headstand and come in your own mouth. Merry Christmas.
It's also a natural antidepressant. Helps to relax you and helps you to sleep better at night.
It's a natural antidepressant. Imagine going into your doctor and being like, man, my life's a mess. Nothing makes me feel fulfilled. I just can't get out of bed. I just feel really sad and hopeless. And the guy's like, man, just get a champagne flute, ring your dick out into it, take two sips, and fucking, what I got? You know what I mean?
This is something that we can all stockpile at home, especially during quarantine. I would recommend.
You can all stockpile it at home during quarantine. Wait, what hobbies have you picked up during lockdown?
The wife's getting mad into it and jizz. Can't keep her in jizz, for fuck's sake, so, you know. We got a wee shed delivered there and I spend most of the time down there just hauling a pipe off myself and stockpiling for the winter.
I understand that consuming semen may not be to everybody's taste. So if you find this is too big a step to take, then other things that you can consume to boost your immune system include...
I love... Now, if she says something like broccoli, I'm going to shite on myself here.
Citrus fruits.
Oh, come on. Imagine sitting through the fucking jizz-eating seminar and just like, it's antidepressant, it's got anti-inflammatory qualities, it's a multivitamin, you know, it's high in protein. And then she's like, by the way, if you don't like eating cum, you can also have a kiwi. Hey, are you not into taking loads in the mouth for the purpose of health benefits? Have a papaya. You can have... a full American football team bukkake your throat, or a handful of six almonds will also do.
There's tangerine.
If you found this video helpful, please leave a...
If you find this video helpful, fuck off.
Are you still Sober October on the Buckham?
Oh, aye. Oh, aye.
Tell me this.
It's COVID, sir.
Sober October.
It's COVID. It's COVID. You can't be touching anyone else, sir.
I'm an evil.
That's the weirdest way I've heard someone describe celibacy. Are you still doing Sober October in the Buckham?
Yeah. Are you like, is there something just mystical about vaginal sex? Or will you go ass to mouth? Like,
oh, no, ass to mouth, fine.
Some, is it?
Fine.
Jesus didn't mind rumming.
The vaginal stuff.
So the vag is
that's the sacred. Sacred.
That's where Satan is.
Tell that to your asshole. So is that for real? Like you could fucking...
No.
You could be 69 people.
No. It's just, you know, you're supposed to try and stay celibate for as long as you can until marriage. That's the whole...
So you're like, all right, the wedding's booked, but you're just... all over her face.
Everyone's different, you know. Everyone does their own thing, but...
Bagpiping.
What's that now?
Fuck that armpit.
I would have never got that if I was trying to figure out what that was.
I'll look it up. I typed in bagpiping. This is just a video of a guy actually playing bagpipes. They are playing a radio edit of that wet ass pussy, and it's like, he got a macaroni. He's got a beard, I'm trying to wet it. Got that sugary puss. I guarantee you Cardi B's puss does not taste like sugar. I would say it tastes more like a nightclub urinal. Going in dry, coming out soggy. When you microwave a Rustlers. Yeah, but get it now. I mean, it's kind of a sexy song if it didn't have two of the biggest fucking dumpsters in music in it. You know what I'm saying?
Not a fan of Cardi B, no.
She's funny, like, but she's got tits like chameleon's eyes. They're all over the shop. Have you seen them out?
No.
Honest to God, one's looking at you, one's looking for you. Oh. So Megan Stallion's got a wet ass pussy, and she has probably a wet ass, and she also has a bullet hole in her foot, if you want to get real freaky.
Does she?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't keep up with current affairs anymore.
These are not current affairs. I believe the situation in Yemen is worsening by the minute. Having said that, Megan Thee Stallion has been shot in the foot
So if you're tired of fucking that wet ass pussy, give her the old fucking stigmata ride. Buck that foothole.
Do you know what I mean? You feel like just in a year's time, no one will remember. It'll be another crazy song to put out. So do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, of course it's lyrics. Of course it's all about female, like sexuality, like, whatever. Do you remember it's that? All great, remember like whatever, fucking, but like...
Remember that song? Boom, boom, funny boom, song. Let me hear it say, wait, oh. Like there was a radio edit of that and then the real version was filth.
Oh yeah, that's
like,
right.
Like, stick
yeah.
your pussy in my face, rub your titties in my asshole. I don't know why he's in there. I've seen a name word there.
Yeah.
Stick
you
your taint all in my eyes. Boom, boom, boom. Piss inside my piss hole. Well, I say boom, boom, boom.
How can you piss inside someone else's
fucking
piss?
Watch me. Boom, boom, boom. Gonna jizz in your vulva. Hello. What's the crack? Give me foot job on the bus. Meow. Stick your dick inside my foot. Wiggle it.
Girl, your booty is so round. Yep. I just want to lay you down. Let me take you from behind. I won't come until it's time. What time? Dinner time? But if I cannot sleep with you, maybe I could have a taste. Put your nanny on my tongue.
And your booty on my face.
Crush your body until you're naked. Bend you over. Grab your shoulder. Slip my Peter inside your folder.
Bro, what?
Cardi B, where are you at? You're getting rinsed out here by the fucking out here, brothers.
But anyway, what I'm saying is it's boring how many times something scandalous comes out and it's already happened. Or people will forget about it tomorrow. You know what I mean? Stick your nanny on my tongue is way more stinking than, you know, swipe my pussy in your nose like a credit card or whatever.
Stick your nanny in my tits, wank all on my face and butt, shit onto my toes and fuck my foothole.
What is your favourite joke or one-liner? I don't know any one-liners, to be honest. Let me look some up. If you look up, like, dirty one-liners. Oh, they're such fucking dad jokes. I'm emotionally constipated. I haven't given a shit in days. If sex is a pain in the ass, then you're doing it wrong. Oh! Why men's voice is louder. Oh, this is... I mean, you gotta read this out in like a Russian accent to make it funny. Listen to the way this is written. Why men's voice is louder than woman. Men have antenna. As in their cock. If a guy remembers the color of your eyes on the first date, chances are you have small breasts. The only reason the term ladies first was invented was for a guy to check out the woman's ass. Very funny. Make my dinner.
By dirty one-liners, this should have been called like 80s sexist jokes. Women might be able to fake orgasms, but men can fake a whole relationship. Am I right, guys? LOL. My dad sent me to a psychiatrist for wearing his bra again.
Actually, I don't mind that one. That's a bit of a Mitch Hedberg one. My dad sent me to a psychiatrist for wearing his bra again. That's, you know what I mean? Funny.
Girl, if you were a dinosaur, you would be Gorgosaurus. If your wife wants to learn to drive, don't stand in her way. Ha ha, very funny. Women can't drive, silly bitches.
Explaining all the jokes.
I don't think it's possible for me to become a sniper, not by a long shot, because the nature of sniping is to take a shot from a long distance. Yes? Very funny. Crowded elevators smell different to midgets.
That's my new character. The Russian guy who tells a joke.
Are you laughing at that?
The Russian guy who tells a joke and then explains it.
Crowded elevators smell different to midgets. Of course, because midget is exactly at anus level, yes? And when somebody emits a potent stench, your face is in firing distance, yes? Please laugh. Three words to ruin a man's ego. Is it in? It is funny because his peepee is very small. I bought a box of condoms earlier today. The cashier asked if I'd like a bag. I said, nah, I'll just turn the lights off. What? Did you get those yoga pants on sale? Because at my house, they're 100% off. Because when I get you to my house and I tie you to a radiator, the pants are coming off. Yes? Very good. Now laugh, please. One more for before the roads. What is the definition of a surprise? A fart with a lump in it. A ruffle on the floor laughing. The lump is, of course, feces.
Have you seen the photos of Liam Neeson walking around with pasty on his jeans?
Fucking right I have, bro. Do you not even listen to this podcast?
Funny Pakistan pledge loyalty meme.
Pakistan making the nuclear power. Inshallah, we have a bright future. We have here students who are going to make Pakistan a great nuclear nation.
Nightmare. Imagine a fucking child saying that.
I want to make the whole country from nuclear superpower.
Good for you. See you after break, bastard.
When I will grow up, I will be an army and save Pakistan and...
Oh my god. Why are they all so they're all terrified? I want to be in the army and make death rain upon our enemies.
Good lad yourself. The child wants to go and murder half the planet. Very cool. Next.
I want to be in a superpower and become dictator.
There is a boy with some drive and dreams wants to be dictator. Fantastic bastard.
Yeah.
Wow, great! Want to murder everyone in India?
My pledge is to help people who are who need for like poor, people money and all this.
I want to fucking whatever. If you got poor, I give you money or something along those lines. Whatever, couldn't give a fuck.
Well, in Pakistan, great.
That's so fucking like Bruno, isn't it?
Okay, want to help? War, great. Better go.
Bro, that guy, is he one of those ones where they cut their balls off before they're like they hit puberty?
Great. Oh, great, very cool, what you want to be?
What'd they say?
I want to drop nuclear bombs on everyone!
My pledge to my country.
This motherfucker takes the mic.
Is that I will finish all corruption, and so we will prove to Pakistan is not less than any other country. Pakistan's in the ball.
Up a fucker.
If I was that age, I'd be like, I'm gonna play for Man United. Didn't play football at all.
I will be a soldier and I will die for my country.
Yeah, we have soldiers who want to live for the country and die for the country.
Nightmare.
I love Pakistan. I will sacrifice my life for Pakistan. I love Pakistan.
Guy's got his face painted.
Pakistan. Yeah, he's a pilot. Great.
I want to be a pilot and I'll make a... I want to be a pilot, great! Fuck you, bastard! Pilot my arse. I want to be going to space. Oh, I want to be astronaut. Fucking bite my tits, fuck off. I want to be a race car driver. You can't drive your fucking finger up your arse, good man, great! Fuck off!
Do you know what? I think what I'll do is I'll play you this clip just to get things going a wee bit, right?
All right, okay. What is it?
It's just some cool guys on the internet.
Yeah, lads. Walter's real, right? Buzzing, money, pussy, having it. Come on.
Lee and his mates used to work at Ocean Beach Fair and are happy to swap tales about rides on the Walters.
6 or 7 shags a day, easy. You know, if not more at night time. You know, when you went out after the fair had shut, like, there'd be beaver in the clubs and that. You cop for them, take them home, then the next day you start again.
When eagle people stop saying beaver.
And that's one of your in-laws, isn't it? One of those English ones, you know. From right up north. Now, there's...
The thing is, they're really good looking as well. Is the good thing. It's clearly the reason, you know.
Yeah, that guy's like 6 or 7 shags a day, which is bollocks. And then sometimes a couple more shags after when you go out after fair shots.
See, one of those people have like doesn't know what the word means. I thought you meant coffee.
Shags are what we call cigarettes up here. I could add 7, but after bust 3 nut, I was fucking knackered. To be honest with you, fucking, you bust 3 nut, you have to go to sleep at Walser. But those guys never grew up, you know, like the guys that were like the bad boys when they were teenagers. The guy's about 40 now. He's like, I've never had so much fucking beaver. Maybe they actually did just, there was the beaver nest underneath the thing. And like, talking about actual babies.
I think it's maybe one woman, but they're like really dizzy, so they keep seeing 3 different people.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it was like 6 or 7 people there.
What sort of mess gets on it and is like, I tell thee what, look at this sexy bastard spinning me in pulse.
You can just imagine them watching stops, someone.
Well, I'll have you. Do you want some beaver? They're obviously talking about the heyday. No one has beaver anymore, do they?
No.
Rat at best.
I'm 6 or 7 shagging in. I don't like.
My fucking penis were like fucking battered sausage.
Tony, in between.
Tony, keep an eye on waltzes till I shag some beaver.
Fair kind of smell.
Don't get better than that. Beaver, money, flange.
Oh, he gives someone the fingers. What a bad.
Two scouse birds, one ugly, one. All right.
Yeah, lads, waltzes. Sounds like the start of a joke. It's Bernard Manning.
Two scouse birds, one of them an ugly cunt, the other one. Well, all right.
What is this
six
show?
Six or seven shags a day, easy.
Six or seven shags a day. That's pretty much one shag for each tooth I've got left. I've got my good shirt on. Nothing pulls me either like a fucking lilac Ben Sherman shirt. I've been eating nothing but fucking hot dogs and candy floss for years.
Well, basically, who's looking good? Somebody on the fucking bastard...
bastard fucking... Who's getting the most beaver? Fella on kiddies ride? Or are you on the absolute sex palace waltzes?
Sex palace?
Who's getting more fanny? The guy on waltzes or the guy where you throw a fucking beanbag through it all? Who's getting the more fucking stinking gash? Is it guy on waltzer?
Hook a duck.
Or fella hooking a duck. Who's getting more fanny? Man on waltzer or guy that opens gate to ghost train? Who's getting more fanny? Guy who works on waltzer or guy who pretends to be Frankenstein for fucking 4 hours, mate? In ghost train, you fucking tell me. Who's getting more fanny? Guy on waltzer or fucking little kid with special needs operating?
Colin, no.
Helter Skelter.
No.
Who's getting more fanny? Guy who... works at waltzer, a guy who sweeps up verrucas from under trampoline.
Sweeps them up. Like there's just a pile.
Yeah. And then there's a guy who's like, Oscar's like,
well, if you don't do it every week, you'll be up to your ankles in, you're up to your cankles in verruca skin. I don't get much fanny. To be honest.
Wonder what they're doing now.
I don't know. Injecting heroin into each other's dick veins.
Or spinning round on the waltzes on the board, slapping cars with your own tunes on. Do you know what I mean?
You got your own tunes on. Nowadays, they don't know how lucky they are with the fucking Oaks lead. I'll be at home, and bearing in mind, most of my free time taking up shagging beaver, and I'll have to make bloody mixtape. Now that's what I call waltzing. Volume 1 through 100.
What sort of songs are they playing?
Let's have it. Pussy, beaver, fanny. Let's do it. One of the waltzers is jammed up with verruca skin. We're taking a 45 minute break for Tony to fuck some beaver. We're only operating on...
It's like I'm there.
Only operating on two spinny cars today because Tony broke his cock off yesterday getting fucking flat out beaver. DJ Verruca. Be careful on trampoline number two. If you bounce on it, your socks will come off. Someone spilled a fucking Phantom Exotic on it earlier.
Anyway, back to serious. You ever had balcony sex? I don't think so. I'm not a very subtle lover, are I? Do you know what I mean?
Lover.
The new there'll album be, by Craig David.
There'd be someone in the other hotel room going like, there's definitely a large man fucking someone from behind down there. And he's just had dinner.
Someone Google Map, where is the nearest zoo? Hello, reception. I have just seen a headboard flying through the air off the balcony.
Hey, reception. Hey, I think there's a woman being dismembered downstairs.
Did some of the cleaners forget their staffies? Because it's violent. I'm going at her.
Hi, hello, is this reception? I would just like to report an assault happening. What's happening? Well, it sounds like someone hitting a side of beef with a baseball bat. It'd be so much easier if you could just buck your mates, wouldn't it?
That'd be class. What are you talking about? You're fucking great.
What's stopping you?
I'd be like, here, Colin, we've talked enough here. Now wrap this up to fuck.
35 minutes is good for you bastards, isn't it?
Literally wrap this up to fuck.
I know, it's so funny. Like,
I just play FIFA all day and get suck jobs. Be class.
I'm out. I'm not playing FIFA.
Sucking your dick, no sweat, but then, FIFA, I ain't into that gay shit, bro.
And then you talk to your other mate and you're like, I had to fucking sit through
3 hours of FIFA and he didn't even fucking suck me off.
Got my hair cut this week, too. Oh, why?
When's it getting finished? You have it sweet, though. You just walk across the road, don't you?
Oh, why?
Yeah.
I told you before that barbers, like, it's just all slagging and fucking, like, crack and bad atmosphere and all. But, like, they talk about not reading the room. Them boys don't read the room. Like they'll be women in with their children getting the child's haircut. And they're just sitting going, fuck sure I was on MDMA there at the weekend. I fucking rough gear. Fucking hell, sir. I was fucking raiding the wife there. I had a Thai curry before it. Fucking scat through the middle.
But super safe.
Crude in the tongue, but gifted with a scissor.
It's so like, oh, I was fucking taking the back end off her and all. Jesus Christ. That's gorgeous, sir. Look at that hairline. Fuck me, you lucky bastard.
Oh, sir, she fucking squirted it all, fucking ruined the Dell desktop. And it... All right, lad.
I was wearing her fanny like a gas mask, and then he takes a wee brush.
Oh, sort of fucking.
What job are you going to get whenever all the artists tell? By the way, they're all like, maybe some artists and whatever should think about retraining. Do you know what? Correct.
Aye.
Because there are poets out there who fucking should be working. Very true, aye. What art do you do? Mime? Man, I think it's an underfunded art form. No shit. That's why there's no fucking mime clubs on Botanic. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Have you ever seen people taking spice? It's pretty much the same thing.
They mime like they're falling sideways through space. Man, I'm a black belt in the Diablo, and it's massively underfunded, and I think that being asked to retrain is quite frankly triggering, and bro.
I spent all this money on stilts. And now you look down to me? The audacity, I look down to you, sir.
Yeah.
Because of the stilts.
The number one dead giveaway that a fucking art form has worth is that people pay for it.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I took it personally, but I wouldn't call myself an artist. I talk about dicks.
Do you know what it is, though? What? It's a craft.
It is indeed, yeah.
I believe it's a craft. COVID.
Probably. Yeah, I can't wait to see all the fucking ukulele players.
Yeah, someone just on BBC News with like a pair of glasses over another pair of glasses.
I scrape landscapes into potatoes and print them on the walls, and I just feel like it's an overlooked art form here in Belfast.
I'm a vegan snack charmer. I don't have the snack.
I basically whistle at a courgette.
Cause why would you whistle at a car?
Jesus. Some purr off that, what's that? Courgette?
I shouldn't laugh when I've got this bad chest. Awful bronchial. Which is a dinosaur, I believe.
It's your other rap name. It's awful bronchial. Reptile flaps.
Hiya, I pour molten wax into my vagina and make feminist candles. And I feel like it's quite a hard business to run.
I've become an expert at the Thai piano. Because I think there's a market for it. And you're now telling me to retrain?
I didn't know what you were talking about there for a second. Oh, the fucking...
Do you think I meant like a Thai piano?
It's like, what the fuck's a Thai piano?
It's a piano Thai, isn't it?
Piano Thai. Fuck.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to perform my art when people keep throwing sticks at your unicycle? I've been through a lot.
When I'm fire-breathing, I'm not getting furloughed from that. Yeah. Who furloughs me?
Place of address, all banger.
I play hip-hop beats on the Boron, and I just feel like the government hasn't supplemented that quite a lot during the lockdown.
What's my hip-hop name? It's Boring Beats. Boring bastard. Okay. But in fairness, support the arts. Like
Nolan Exposed.
Nolan should do Pedo Hunter, shouldn't he?
You ain't here fucking kids with no mask on! You're a fucking disgrace!
Everything has to do with masks.
What do you think you're doing in this ship with fucking £100 million worth of cocaine with no fucking mask on? You joking me? What do you mean you have a fucking lorry container full of fucking immigrants from China? And you in here with no mask? You fucking disgraceful.
He's just eating crisps while he's talking.
Fucking...
Just literally biscuits like that. Here!
Are you fucking a marker? I see you trafficking kids inside fucking IKEA furniture. But no mask on!
Just give me 10 minutes to finish this Belvita biscuits. I'm eating a fucking... a camel's chuff.
Dry!
Look at, it's so fucking good.
And then your other guy, that's a John Trude, look, always looks hungover.
Always
looks hungover.
Here's the three roughest looking cunts in the world. Me, John Trude, and Nick Knowles.
Nick Knowles?
No one looks rougher than those three people. Like the regular master chef, like, all right, you got 10 minutes. And then it would disappear. And they would come back with like a black mouth. Like they had fucking, you know, a bottle of red wine each. And they're all, oh, fucking love puddings. Yeah. They're all half pitched. And everything just tasted good because they were wrecked.
Yeah.
Fucking raw chicken, I love it.
Ooh. You know, like me and Maureen were watching, and he goes, oh, I love brown desserts. And Maureen was like, so do I. She's like, what a great point. Like, yeah.
I like salmon.
I like them on MasterChef The Professionals. And then they're sort of like so refined and really sort of articulate about what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And then Greg just seems more animated. He's like that Batman TV show back in the day with all the buzzwords.
Yeah.
But they're like saying like the caramelization was good,
velouté, you know,
yeah, and stuff they got there, and he's like, Jesus,
it's fucking delicious,
it's fucking lovely.
You need that though, because they get real wanky about it, and they're like, I think the sweetbread is a bit overdone, and da da da, and the crust on the ends, and he's still being like a top chef, still cooked this for me, so it's fucking delicious,
yeah.
You know, because they do, they're, you know, like your velouté is loose,
yeah,
your mayonnaise is split, and he's like, It's fucking lobster. I'm fucking eating it, you can.
It's just, I almost wish they would just not, like, put on later at night so they wouldn't have to censor it. Where,
oh, I'd love that.
They can say, like, you know, this is split and you've made a bit of a hash here and stuff. And he's just like, I've got varicose dick just thinking about this tiramisu.
I'm doing everything in my power not to masturbate. Watching you make this fucking, make this fucking pavlova.
That red velvet cake is fucking stunning. I have to go empty my socks.
Uh-oh. I've went from 6 to midnight looking at that fucking duck breast.
Yeah, I am Batman and throbbing right now.
I'm busting Timberlake looking at this fucking
I'm busting
gazpacho.
I'm busting the turkey.
Because he's... Because he's like, he would be doing the old apples and pears, it would all be like rhyme and slang. You know what I mean? Yeah. It'd be like fucking, I'm gonna bust a fucking Nicky bat.
I can't even cope. I have to pop the toilet for a red wine Jew.
I had fucking aneurysm there in my brain.
He's the best part, but he does follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, his real life achievement.
For sure.
I met Harry Potter when I was doing TFI Friday.
What was he like?
He was sound. He was like, here, we're going for a party. Do you want to come? And I went, nah, I'm sleeping in the airport tonight because to save money. And he went, all right, no sweat. Fucked off. And I was like, bro.
Hopped on the broom. Bro. Flew away. He's fond of the marching powder, that boy.
Is he?
No, Daniel Radcliffe.
You're joking, man.
He sniffed the salt of your chips. Oh.
Shout out to Daniel Radcliffe.
Where was that guy?
Volta snort over here. Don't even chat to me. No wonder he's got no nose. Fuck's sake.
Huff, I'll puff that there, lad.
Tell you what, I'm a slither into that bitch over there.
Oh, fuck.
I know nothing else about Harry Potter. I've never even seen it.
I know.
The snorting hat?
No.
Gryffindor!
Just stare at it for an hour at least.
You need a glory hole, that's what you do.
Fuck yeah, right. We see there was ones and then a skeleton, but they're all men. Find out the hard way.
Yeah. All the tourists being like, where are these caves? And they're like, oh, the glory holes? They send them to the wrong place.
Jonathan, he's down the road. Oh, no. There was a while that I reading about
that. And the skeleton's glory holes. You should make a fucking, like, panorama. Dun, 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 dun.
the seedy underworld of Inniskillen's glory holes.
Some guy with a big deep voice. I don't know, sir. I thought it was like you put your neck through it. A woman was going to suck it. Fuck me. I felt stubble and I fucking near pissed myself.
We speak to one of the glory hole victims. We speak to one of the glory hole employees.
We can't hear you there.
I know.
You make your own arsenal.
Flaxy town. Brilliant. Good money.
Tell you what, I have a Sunday.
Oh my God. We've been watching The Crown as well, haven't we?
Yeah.
Shite.
You can't watch it.
I put it on the start of the Netflix thing and it was like, scenes of sex, nudity, whatever, profanity. And I was like, and then I watched it and was like, where? A tit would have kept me in the game. Instead, it's just a load of fucking people that talk like this. Could you be fucked? Like,
how funny that people just make up all these.
Like, your sister becomes queen, you have to fucking bow and do a curtsy and all this shit. Surely you'd be taking the piss.
I don't know why I can't stop doing this, but every time I see anything like this, I always think, imagine aliens came here and they're like, why do you do that then? It's a made up thing, being a queen. It's a made up thing that this is the rule.
But they have to.
That you have to do X, Y, Z. That's all made up. Even if you hate it.
But it's because you're just a fucking person. They have to give it some sort of fucking bells and whistles. Otherwise, you just walk in and be, that's a fucking queen now. And then keep talking. You know, everyone has to get out of the seat and,
hello, man.
Kiss her hand. She could have been having a shake 2 minutes before and not fucking kissing anyone's hand.
Yeah, there wasn't enough people sounded like that, innit?
Some guy that came over to work and ended up working in Buckingham Palace.
All right, love, pick a seat.
Probably a chef, for sure.
Yeah.
Today's lunch, corned beef sandwiches. And a packet of crepes, good woman. Liz, your sister single? She'll fucking get rid, know what I mean? Fucking size M hamsters. They're corgis. Fuck up. Are the bollocks? They're fucking fee hamsters. You feeding them? Fuck's sick.
Here, Philip, your uncle's Hitler. Fuck on. When he's lagging.
How to get the job here? Well, I was living in East Belfast and someone painted a picture of yourself. Your good self on the side of the house there. And I thought they said someone flew past and were like, he must be a big fan. So here I am. In here making the sandwiches and all. What's for dinner tonight? Stew.
There's a load of pheasants down there, but they're fucking stinking.
Stinking chickens. No thanks. That fucking looks nothing like a KFC. Rotten.
Stinking chickens.
Stinking. Load of fucking poish chickens. No Hanks. Fuck that.
I fed it to the fucking big hamsters. Like, they're fucking happy enough. The two, that's why they're fat as fuck. They have three hamsters at fucking. Fuck, I must have had 16 fucking pheasants between them. I wouldn't eat it. And I've had fucking two joints at me this morning.
Anyway, see you later.
I take it easy. Guy's just smoking a fag with all the boys, like outside Buckingham Palace with the big tall hats, and the guy hasn't answered him yet. Just the whole time with the gun, just hasn't said a word. And he's just telling about all sorts of escapades.
He's fucking sure she's fucking the queen. She's a wee boxer full of pills and all. Me and the lads in the kitchen were fucking taking them all. How do you expect me to stay up all night cooking these fucking stinking chickens? Fucking Philip was hooking us up with a wee box of snuff and all. I was fucking off my head, so fuck's sake. Anyway, up our ass, see you later.
People make a real song and dance around getting pissed, don't they? You know, they're like, oh, this is very nice fucking notes and this one, da da da, was this one, what's to buy? Russians got it right. It's like, give me see-through fluid to get me dead.
Strong see-through fluid.
Yeah.
Give me death water. I drink till snowplow pushes me home. I drink till I freeze to death, my heart stop and I freeze, and the snowplow push me to my house, and then I defrost at the front door, and I'm still alive because it stopped me there on my tracks. They're not sitting there going, oh, delicious. I'm getting hints of chocolate, you know. This one smell like berries and tobacco. They're like, nah, bro.
Why is it a robot as well?
Because I am Russian robot to drink. I am fueled by vodka.
What about me in the office the other day with Yunin? And I was like, is there any fucking Grey Goose in here? That's a bit much in it. I was like, sure, I'll get some of that Stolechnia. It's good stuff. And he was like, what is it? You know, he's full nerd about stuff like that. And I went, Stolechnia? And he goes, oh, Stolechnaya? And I went, shut the fuck up. Like, you didn't know what I was saying the first time, you fucking piece of shit.
And then we looked it up and he was right.
I don't care, you say Stolechnaya, Stolechnaya. I pour it in my body. I forget I am not allowed to punch women. I punch women. Push me home in snowplow, dead. Push my frozen corpse down street to my house, please. Barkeep, I am almost finished. Can you please ring me up a snowplow? Push me home. I walk in the street, die immediately, cause freezing. Stolichnaya, stolichnaya. Tomato, tomato. Potato, vodka. Vodka. Vodka, please.
Imagine I just come out of nowhere and was like, this is my erotic novel. 50 wanks a day. She was lying on the bed. Undressed, exposed bosoms. Her face clearly depicted the fact that she was hurting for a squirtin'. He plunged his index finger deep into her throbbing anus. She squealed with delight. He then forcefully plunged his penis in behind said finger. She was not prepared. When he removed that penis, it looked like a smoker's finger. He gently caressed her bosoms and decided it was time to slip the mitt. And he was clawing away at her like he was trying to get his change from a vending machine. It sounded like a bulldog drinking out of a tin bowl.
I'm pretty sure my ma sent me to a fancy dress thing in school, right? Terrible memory. Just like took my normal clothes and made them dirty. And I was like, what am I supposed to be? And she goes, just go as a tramp.
Just go as yourself?
It's like, but like, you can't even say tramp now. You know, you have to go as, you know, a homeless. You can't go as a homeless person, you know what I mean? Yeah. Imagine just,
you're a tramp.
Yeah, her being fucking bottle of gin in her the night before and be like, what can I make in 0.3 of a second? Give me your treasures. Rub it in muck and just be like, there you go. Aww. Tramp.
You tramp.
And I remember, like, at school, there was a guy with, like, a wee fucking, he had, like, a wee PA, and he's like, okay, now up next, okay. And some guy come up as a penguin biscuit.
What?
Great outfit. And I had to just go up, and they're like, what are you? And I was like, tramp. Didn't even know what the fuck she was talking about, but I was like, what am I again, tramp? And then he goes, what have you come as? And I was like, tramp. I think it was pretty much just my school uniform that was dirty. I mean, make a fuck out of effort, know what I mean? Did you see the video of Thon Spastic shouting fuck the Pope over the Tesco Tano in Ballymena? I did not!
No, but I mean, I can picture it definitely in my head.
It's funnier than people farting down them anyway. You'd be like, the Pope fucks kids. And they're like, fucking, what's your language, would you? Sorry, the Pope makes love to kids. I fucking more like it. I have some fucking manners around here. Anyway, give me that Tano. Ding, ding.
Fuck the Pope.
You imagine that, like, dun, dun.
Jesse, could you make your way to customer services, please? And fuck the Pope.
That's how they sign off. That's messages.
Where's 2 for 1 on packets of mints today? Fuck the Pope.
We have an Mbongo spillage in aisle 6. What else here? Oh, yes. Someone has handed in a wallet to the front desk under the name Rishi Sunak. And lastly, fuck a Pope, thank you. Bim bom.
The meal deal today includes chicken and bacon pasta, a Sprite, and a fruit of your choosing. Fuck the Pope.
Jesus wept tonight.
Have you seen fucking Christopher Walken's Irish accent?
Oh, that's what I want to talk about. Do you want to watch the trailer? Wild Mountain.
It's wild.
Official trailer.
Once upon a time, there were 2 farms. The Muldoon farm, where Rosemary lived, and right down the road was my farm.
What I don't understand is Rosemary, who at any point during this went, Christopher, brilliant, keep it up. Do you know what I mean? Like,
we have some consultants here that will give you the actual rundown on the accent. I don't need I can't do the accent. Why
see,
can't
I know it's Trump. See, do you remember last year whenever Scarlett Johansson was supposed to play a transgender person and everybody cracked up?
Yeah.
I was like, listen, she's acting, chill out. And then as soon as that cunt came on the screen, I was like, no, see your point now.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Like, green fields.
Dornan can't talk in his own accent, for fuck's sake.
Somebody says,
look at these green fields.
Somebody
hey.
Says, Jamie Dornan sounds like an Englishman trying to play an Irish, trying to play an American, pretend to be Irish.
Yeah.
Like,
I tell you what, they're only blunt to you. There you are. On a heart, you got two dirty cheeks. What do you mean, bastard?
I've been laughing at, like, the idea. Christopher Walken in Pulp Fiction, but Irish.
For two fucking years.
Up his arse, he had the fucking watch.
I hid this up my hole.
He had it jammed up his shiter for fucking 2 years.
Doesn't even fucking work anymore now. Look at that. Yeah. 13 feet my hole.
Waterproof to 200 meters. He fucking 8 inches up his arsehole and it's broken.
America's like, dude, you know what they're like in Ireland? They're like dancing on this fucking. That farm is too clean. There's nothing in that farm.
It's not even supposed
you
to be
you come to a farm in Ireland and the guy's a fucking millionaire. Aye. And he's like, hey, see out there, sir. 1.5 million. Tax write-off. I had to spend the money, to be honest with you. And all those fucking cut corn.
I can see spots laugh that hard there.
And that man was mad as the full moon. Drowned himself.
He fell in.
He had a rock.
All he sends, they just, oh, he's mad as the full moon. He's mad as the fucking Easter donkey. What are you talking about, Walken?
But Jesus, Bagara. If he was any good to be an heiress, they'd call him Christopher Dandern.
Welcome to Walking with... Walking with Walking.
Cade Miller Fulcher. It's Mr. Christopher Walken. Ooh, up the rye.
There's Dornan staring at a donkey. The next scene, he's fucking stuffed the butt plug up its hole.
It's just 50 Shades of Grey, too.
50 Shades of Grey donkey.
50 Shades of Eon Eon. Yeah. Which is how he does his French accent. Yeah.
I tell you what, when you've heard enough there, give us two nays.
Excuse me, mister. Do you mind if I tarmac your driveway?
Good money. I swear it's tarmac and not, black paint.
Speaking of black paint, come out, you black and tans.
More cowbell. John Hamm hanging his ham.
Ah, some hog on him.
John Hamm. You sure it's not John Gammon?
He that kissed me.
It was he that kissed me.
Alas, Jamie Dornan, 'twas not I. 'Twas him.
I would be surprised if it just popped up and it was literally like,
'tis not my dildo, Jamie Dornan.
Daniel Day-Lewis plays the leprechaun. There's an actual leprechaun in it. That's the only thing that's missing.
I'm
fierce bit of bad luck. Oh, did you kiss the magic stone? I didn't. Well, I tell you what you need to do, Emily Blunt. Go and lick the fucking tears coming out of the Virgin Mary. I've got it's at the bottom of the garden beside the leprechaun's lip.
You're telling me you have an abscess. I have just a thing for you. Yeah. Come to knock with me.
I got the cure. Put this spud in your anus.
I know a lady. She got the cure for everything.
Her name is Sally Heroin.
I cannot believe how shite that looks.
Imagine me and you just being like, let's make a Japanese film.
Let's do that.
About
please,
Japan.
Please. Please. Let's do that.
And people are like, do you want to go to Japan on a research trip? And you're like,
nah, I can guess.
No, I've had noodles. Don't you worry about it. I have noodles.
I have seen all three Karate Kids.
I have a Yamaha guitar.
Got a Suzuki washing machine.
Yeah, so we don't need to go, really. And it's just us doing our regular accents. Hello!
This is a rub story. I rub him, yeah. He rub me.
And then we both fuck Emily Brunt.
Emery Brunt.
He's not a real Japanese guy. I am.
Also starring Christopher Walken.
Steve Carell. In a parallel universe.
George Clooney. Rally David. Robert De Niro. Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, fuck, you can do it all day. Mm. Oh, fuck. Had a wee moment there. Ballymanero.
You just find names the most L's and R's in it.
Ballymanero. I'm hysterical. Oh, Ballymanero.
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 That's where that's based.
That's fucked.
Welcome to Ballymanero.
The downland of Ballymanero.
I'm gonna have a fucking aneurysm in my neck.
Oh my god. Oh. Thank you so much.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.